just saw a great post on the board. It was from a person who had quit smoking a little over 3 months ago, and she had wrote that she was now actually, for the first time in her life, looking to go back to college as an adult. It's interesting, because this isn't the first time I've seen this happen. I've seen numerous people quit smoking, and when they realize they could quit smoking, realize, hey, if they quit smoking, they can do other positive things too. I've had numerous people go back to college. I've had people, you know, going for better jobs, doing things that they never dreamt possible when they were smoking, and very often crediting the fact that they quit smoking for these other changes. And in a sense, it was true. Quitting smoking was what started a process. There's people who feel like, again, they're overweight, they're in jobs they don't like, they're in bad relationships, they have no control over their life, and again, they just feel like they're total mess-ups. They're smokers, they can't make changes in their life. This is the deck they were dealt, this is who they are, there's nothing they can do about this life they've got. When they make a change in an area, like quitting smoking, people often start to recognize something about themselves. They realize that if they really want something bad enough, or if they get sick and tired enough of something, which is a problem to them, if they get, again, sick and tired enough to do something about it, they can do something about it. People who work for years or decades with this belief, they can't quit, it's impossible, they're too weak, and again, it's because of their just general mental being, the way they are. They have no control over their destiny. When they make a change, like quitting smoking, it may very well empower them to realize they can make other positive changes. And again, we'll often go on to do this. Now, at the same time, I always do warn people when they're first quitting smoking, the first week or two, don't make any dramatic changes in your life. I've had people decide to get divorced the week they're quitting smoking with the attitude, hey, I got rid of this bad habit, let's go for this one now. You know, if you feel that way a month or two later, hey, maybe there's some merit here, but not the week you're quitting smoking. I've had people decide to quit their jobs the week they quit smoking with the attitude, oh, I can do better than this. Yeah, maybe they can. But don't make that kind of decision the week you're quitting smoking. The week you're quitting smoking, you may not be playing with a full deck here. As time goes on, though, you may very well start to realize that you do, you know, have control over your things in your life that you never thought you could do before. And aiming it in those other directions can often result in very positive changes. You know, quitting smoking can start to really improve your health, and it can really improve your quality of life in many ways. But it may go further in some people where they will realize there's other things they want to do. And what they'll be able to credit some of these changes to down the line is the fact that, you know, they proved to themselves that, hey, once they made up their mind, they have the power to never take another puff.